Syracuse University officials have promised action in the wake of criticism of the school's response following the discovery of racist graffiti in a residence hall last week. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Upwards of 200 students crammed into the small entryway of the Barnes Center at Archbold Stadium with a list of 9 demands. They're calling for short-term and long-term changes that speak to the roots of the vandalism at Day Hall last week, as well as investments in programs that deal with diversity and racism. SU officials listened to complaints and promised action on a number of things, including a diversity curriculum and the expelling of any students involved in the vandalism. It reminds protester Jet Cloud, a senior, of administration responses in the past.
I don't think anybody that I've spoken to so far who is invested in the situation has been pleased with it, but I've never seen the school handle a situation where the student body who is affected, the Black community in particular, has been particularly positively responding to the way they handle it.
Racist comments directed at Blacks and Asians were discovered on 2 floors of Day Hall last week. Students initially were upset that administrators only reached out to the students on those 2 floors about the incident. Chancellor Kent Severud briefly met with students and has promised prompt implementation of a new protocol for how the university responds to bias incidents. SU is also welcoming help in the investigation from the State Police Hate Crimes Task Force, and Governor Cuomo condemned the incident in a recent stop in Syracuse.
Any incident, well, it's just some racist slogan written on a wall. No, zero tolerance.
SU officials have promised to have answers for protesters by November 20th. Ultimately, Cloud wants to see more than just a short-term reaction to issues that affect minority students every day.
I think it's very important that they integrate the campus community here, communities of color, specifically the Black community on campus here, into this decision-making and into holding them accountable in the future.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.